NRI Wellness. We bring you the latest in health and nutrition information, create customized nutrition programs, and walk you through the process to ensure your success. Good morning, good evening, good night, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to another dynamic episode of the 10 Dimensions of Wellness. I am your host, the owner of NRI Wellness, Cami Redd, and we have yet another wonderful guest on our show today. Today, I am honored to have the owner of Pretzel Kids, Miss Robin Parrots. Robin, we are so grateful for having you on the show. Let's start off by telling our listeners, how did you get to this point? What's your personal wellness journey?
Yeah, so that would be a really long answer. So I'm going to try to keep it pretty brief. My yoga journey, my personal yoga journey probably started in about 2000. So we're talking a little more than 20 years ago, end of 99. I actually had always exercised in my life, in my youth, but nothing really serious. I was never an athlete. I was never a student athlete. Didn't really do any sports. Was always that bookworm with the glasses and a book under a tree. But did enough to keep myself in shape growing up and when I was a young adult. But in 1999, my kind of pivot point came when I got seriously ill on a trip to China, actually, on a riverboat cruise. And nobody knew what was wrong with me. It was kind of like going from standing up to crumpled on the floor type of sudden illness. Long story short, I ended up, you know, being brought back to the US and ended up in a hospital and was finally diagnosed with a neurological condition that lasted about 2 years. And during that kind of period, I turned to meditation and breath work, because really that was the only thing I could do. I was having trouble standing, I was having trouble functioning. And on the advice of my meditation teacher, I started doing some yoga, whatever I could do. I mean, I'm talking really slow movements, like lifting your arm up and maybe bending to one side type of thing. And slowly that grew as I recovered and gained more strength. I started to incorporate more yoga movement into my daily activity because it gave me some peace. So while I was able to kind of gain strength and flexibility in my body, which I had lost so much over those 2 years, I was able to gain more confidence at the same time and learn that I had some control over my bodily movement, which was really key for me at that point. And learning to just not go too fast, like, okay, this is where I am. And the meditation helped me kind of accept where I was in the present moment and understanding that I had some control over my recovery by using movement-based yoga as well as breathwork and meditation. So eventually I did get better, thank goodness. I got stronger, regained my health. But I'll always kind of remember that time because it informs everything I do to this moment. And I actually wouldn't be where I am today if it hadn't been for that illness, because that got me into yoga and that got me into meditation and breath work. And from there, I wanted to learn everything that I could about yoga and how it affects my own health and how it could help others. And that's what really brought me to yoga. I ended up, when I was strong enough, enrolling in a yoga teacher training. I became a yoga teacher. It was never my intent to teach others. It was more just, let me learn about my own health and wellness so that I could help myself and help those I love. But one thing led to another, and people started asking me, you know, how did you recover? What did you do? Can you help my mother? That type of thing. So I did start teaching yoga. And again, that was in probably 2002 when I started teaching to 2004. I eventually opened the Yoga Studio Wellness Center and people came. So that was pretty enlightening in and of itself. And that's how it all started. It led me to where I am today. I eventually developed a program for youth, adapting what I knew about yoga and health for adults. and eventually launched Pretzel Kids, which is a yoga and wellness program for children on up to teens.
That's so awesome. Your journey to yoga is very much like my journey was to nutrition. I think that's really commendable that there are those of us out there that use our quote unquote ailments and illnesses to help and serve others, not just ourselves. So I think that's really cool. So let's talk about your journey to yoga and where you came from and what brought you to the point of teaching kids yoga. Because that's where we are now. Like, you came from, you know, just wanting to heal and teach yourself about yourself and your body to now you are actually teaching and molding young minds. How did that happen?
Well, motherhood happened. So a lot of things kind of coincided. At the time I got sick, actually, in 1999, I had two children. So I had a three-year-old at home when I went on this trip, and I also had a six-month-old. So imagine getting this sick when you've essentially have a preschool age child and a baby at home. So I got home and I couldn't do anything for myself. I had to, for the first time, like hire somebody to basically do everything for my children. I missed my 6 months old first steps and first words because I just was probably sleeping. But the long and short of it is, you know, I kind of, as I got stronger and healthier, I started doing yoga with my own children, thinking, you know, they just went through a stressful time with their mom. And even my littlest one, you know, you carry that with you even when you can't communicate that because you're a baby or a toddler. So as I learned more, I started doing kind of trying out things with them. I would try out breathing techniques in games, in learning what kept them captivated as they got older. When I launched Pretzel Kids, I had already opened my studio, and it was the kind of, again, coming together of different things. So I was working with my own kids. I was teaching adult yoga in my studio, and I had just launched a 200-hour teacher training, which in the yoga world is kind of the standard amount of hours you would need to teach an adult how to go out there and teach yoga to other adults. So I had that program running, and I got a phone call one day from an after-school director in the town I lived in, the town my studio was in at the time, asking me if I had a teacher available that could come over to her school and teach this after-school program. So here I am thinking, well, I'm doing this with my own kids and it's working. And I've got trained teachers that work at my studio that went through my 200-hour yoga teacher training that I knew were qualified teachers. So I said, sure. So I sent one of them over. And after that first class, she came back to me and she was like, I'm not doing that again. I'm like, what? I'm not going back. I don't know what I'm doing. I can't teach kids. And that was really my first sort of aha moment for developing Pretzel Kids as more than just me teaching kids, but more of an actual program and curriculum, because I realized that just because you're a yoga teacher and you get all these tools in a 200 program, even the one I ran and created curriculum for, it doesn't give you the tools to teach kids. So kids are so different, right? And as a mom, like that much innately I know, what you're gonna do with a three-year-old or even a 10-year-old are not the same things you would be teaching with adults. With adults, you can teach in yoga, we call it vinyasa, which is flow yoga. And they can do a drop-in class and they kind of assemble themselves in lines, right, across the room with the teacher in the front. And you just kind of, you're their guide. You guide them of what poses to do and when to do it, and they follow along. Well, that doesn't work with kids. You can't put kids in a straight line, A, and expect the very basic them to stay in a straight line. And you also can't expect them to pay attention unless it's something that they're really interested in. So when that happened with that one teacher, I decided, okay, well, this is really an opportunity for me to do something that could work and could help lots of children throughout the United States. And I teamed up with two of my trained 200-hour teachers that worked at my studio teaching adult classes that also happened to be school teachers. So they taught a yoga class on the side, and their main job was teaching school. And I said, all right, well, I am not a school teacher, but they are. But I know how to write curriculum because I've done it. And my past background is I was a journalist and a writer. So we teamed up. And before we even wrote a curriculum, we developed an after-school program and started kind of fanning out into the community and teaching kids yoga classes. And we just kept notes. We wrote down what worked, what didn't work. We introduced and created games and figured out what worked and didn't work. And after about a year of doing this, we wrote a curriculum. And the curriculum is basically what we still use now, a decade plus later, to train adults how to teach kids yoga. And another big aha moment we had was that you don't need 200 hours to do this. You don't even need 95 hours. There's a lot of programs out there for kids yoga and yoga space that are 95 hours that also require that you take 200 hours. So they're saying you need 300 hours to go out and teach kids yoga. And we basically turned that on its head and said, all we need to do is create a curriculum and a method that works, that will take you step by step how to do this. And like, let's give you lesson plans. Let's give our teachers templates. Let's help hold their hand and give them the tools and the resources that we know have worked. And at the end of the day, you've got classes and programming that you can bring into kids and adapt this class to where those kids are. So in other words, you're meeting them where they are. You're not putting them in lines. You're not teaching the same material you do in an adult class, although it might be somewhat similar because we are yoga, of course, and we do teach poses and breathing techniques, but you need to teach it in a way that are going to keep the kids engaged and having fun. Otherwise, you're not doing your job because they're not learning yoga because they're bored. So that's kind of the whole evolution of where we are today. In 2016, I made a bold decision to close my studio and focus solely on pretzel kids because I felt like there was a big gap in the market in terms of kids yoga. And my goal was really to fill it. And I knew I couldn't do it by myself. So I had to bring on more teachers. So the more teachers I can train, to teach the pretzel kids method, the more kids we serve. So that was my goal. And I also realized that doing these one-off weekends weren't gonna work. I needed to create an online platform. So that happened in 2017. And then in 2019, we launched our fully immersive pretzel kids website and platform, really for our teachers. So if we could give our teachers the tools they needed to run effective classes, then we all win. Because I can't do it by myself. I can't be out there running 100 classes in 50 different states. But my teachers can be running two classes a week in their state. Now, of course, everything's virtual, but we're working to create more virtual opportunities to get the teachers out there teaching now kids in their own communities virtually so that they can then go back in person when things are safe.
I think it's super cool that you designed a program because being transparent to my listeners, I've actually taken Robin's online program and got certified through Pretzel Kids. But what I noticed in your online training is that a lot of the people that were taking your courses were actual teachers. These were teachers, people who were teaching young minds in classrooms, and if they found it useful, to take this program and actually utilize it within their own curriculum at school. I think it's so commendable that you actually saw an opportunity and saw a place to do that. How did you feel like transitioning from being a studio owner to being, I mean, you sort of cornered the market on this, so to speak. Like, you're creating a brand that is now sweeping the nation. And if I'm not mistaken, aren't you international as well?
We are and we're not. So we have a couple teachers in the UK, one in Australia, and a couple in Canada, and all of the rest are in the US. Our goal was, you know, pre-COVID, to really focus on moving into all 50 states here in the US, and then really doing a big international push. But anybody can take our course. It's in English because that's my native language. Eventually we will be offering it out in other languages. But for now, most of our students, now teachers, are from the US and, you know, a few kind of scattered other English speaking countries. And again, eventually we'll be really doing a push, like a marketing push, to get us more international. But we have a lot of ground to cover in the US. I mean, especially now, like, I really feel that the time is ripe for Pretzel Kids with what's going on in the country. And I won't get political, but kids are so stressed right now, between everything going on, health, politics, you know, what have you, that this is really needed. And so the more we can get into our own communities, in our own schools, in our own after-school programs, and I know a lot of it's virtual now, but there's still a lot we can cover virtually, you know, the better off we are. And I really feel like this is my calling. So being a studio owner was wonderful. But this is something I really feel like, for me personally and for Pretzel Kids, we can have a huge impact on the mental health and wellness of our kids.
So, Robin, this has been one of those years where wellness has been, I guess, the center of everything. What are some of the biggest challenges that you are now seeing in wellness, and how are you and Pretzel Kids working to overcome that?
Yeah, that's such a loaded question, especially right now in this particular moment and time in history. I think wellness is a huge issue, and health just in general. For those people, which there are many of them in the US that never even thought about their health, like, they just, like, until something happens and they have to, right? All of a sudden, it's like top of mind for everybody. I mean, with COVID-19, everybody is concerned about their health and staying well. And if they're not, they should be, right? Like, seriously. But the other thing I think this has brought to the forefront for many Americans is what's happening with mental health. So we've got this whole sort of swirl with physical health and, you know, staying healthy and keeping your immune system strong, right? And being aware of how viruses transmitted and things that a lot of people never really gave a second thought to in the past. But then on the other end of that, you have mental health and wellness. And I think this is something that we are going to be seeing a surge in terms of our radar and what's being covered by the media, because in about another, I give it a year. So let's say things get better on the physical side with COVID, let's hope, right? What are we going to be left with? We're going to be left with a society that is highly anxious, filled with stress, dread, fear. And I'm not trying to be a pessimist here. I mean, this is the reality. So if you think about, I mean, I even think about myself. Like, I have to think twice. I'm afraid to go out into certain situations. And what does that do to your mental health when you're just gripped with fear? Right? So And we have to think about how this is affecting our youth, because it's not just adults that are having these feelings of these anxious feelings of fear and stress and all of that that goes along with a major pandemic and health crisis, but our kids are feeling the same thing. They just don't express it or bottle it down, whatever, you know, way you want to look at it, like adults. So it's going to come out in other ways. It's going to come out with the youngest ones in tantrums. It's going to come out in crying. It's going to come out in tearing up your homework or throwing your computer against the wall because you're so sick of remote learning. And kids just don't know how to handle it. And we as a society don't know how to handle it either, because we've never dealt with this kind of widespread across the board fear and anxiety that is right in front of us right now. And it's going to have ripple effects for years to come. So say next school year, we actually have a regular back to school, right? Like, what's going to happen with the kids when they no longer have to wear masks and can work in groups? You're going to have a lot of kids that are like, wait, should I be, am I too close? Should somebody touch me, my arm or whatever? Like, these fears are going to be so deep seated by the time things kind of get back to what we would call normal, that we're going to be left with the repercussions. And adults might have better tools to deal with it, we would hope, through yoga, meditation, wellness, nutrition, things that are going to help keep us physically and mentally healthy. But what about the kids? So this is something I think a lot about. I go to sleep thinking about it. I wake up thinking about it. How do we keep our kids, you know, less stressed, for lack of a better way to say it? And I think Pretzel Kids, it's not the be all end all, but it can help. And so if we can get more kids involved in yoga now, like working the stress through their bodies in a healthy way, learning how to breathe to help control their own nervous systems, and having some ways to calm their minds down through meditation, our kids are going to be in a better place, because they're going to be able to carry these tools into next year and throughout their lives. So really, I think this is really mission critical to get kids yoga out to as many kids as possible right now. And there is a big divide in our country into the kids that have the means to access, you know, not just what we have to offer, but a lot of enrichment activities that require, you know, parents' availability to drive them there. And that's kind of a luxury. You know, a lot of parents, they can't take their kids someplace during the work hour because they're working. So they have to leave them at school for these after-school programs. And I'm not saying those are bad. Those are actually great. And so how can we hit up as many after-school enrichment programs as possible? Because this is a way that we can get this into the schools without having to wedge ourselves into the school day, which is a whole other challenge, especially with school districts that have limited resources as it is. But the after-school programs are a huge untapped opportunity for Pretzel Kids. And if these kids can access our programming, you know, right from their school, you know, before their parents pick them up or they take a bus or walk or however they're getting home, then we're all in a better place, because the kids are going to come home in a better state of mind. And they would have moved their bodies, which is really important after sitting all day long from a physical standpoint. Right now, we're doing as much as we can, as fast as we can virtually. That's been a whole new challenge, as it is for pretty much everybody in the country and world right now, is moving virtual. We are working really hard at establishing really key partnerships with some large companies that have the means to reach hundreds of thousands of kids in the United States. And we just signed another deal yesterday, which Cammy, I will tell you about later. But I'm super excited about it, because it's going to give all of our Pretzel Kids teachers yet another way to reach hundreds of thousands of kids. So this is what I'm doing, because this is kind of what I can control right now in a world that's out of control. But I can control this. And the more opportunities I can provide for our teachers to get this programming out there to as many kids as possible, the hope is that they will be able to take that into after-school programs, preschools, in-person, you know, facilities as soon as it's safe to do so. And I don't want to push any of my teachers to do anything that's not safe right now. So we need to meet kids where they are. For better or worse, it's in front of a computer. And right now, what's interesting about that is I've been really working hard to develop tools and curriculum specifically for an online audience of children, because it's very different from what we do in person. And so our goal is that although it's delivered virtually, we get the kids to go back away from their screen. So they spend so much time on the screen. We want to guide them, and we have to guide them on a screen, but we don't want them sitting at a screen, you know, like pecking away at a computer or staring at it. They don't have to. So we invite them, come off of your screen. Use us as a guide. We're going to do some fun things together. We're going to do some fun poses. We're going to do a breathing exercise. They get to close their eyes. And my favorite part is when they lay down at the end of a class, where I tell them, just lay down. No need to look at this computer. We deliver the content just through our voice, where they can close their eyes and be invited to take, you know, a few minutes of peace via a visualization and a meditation. It really, really works well for the kids. I know I've kind of been kind of swinging from a little bit of on tangents here, but I guess my point being is that addressing the high level of stress right now that has come about as a result of a physical health crisis is just so important right now. What's interesting is that we've always had sort of a little bit of an uphill battle with parents and schools and facilities about, like, why is yoga even important, right? Because we do, we compete with for those precious time with soccer and drama and art and all these other things, sport, team sports, that are, you know, they all are important for, you know, enrichment for kids that can take advantage of this through their schools or otherwise. But now parents understand why their kids need this, because they've been home with them for 6 months, and the kids are driving the parents up a wall, and the kids are screaming at their remote, you know, screens with their classes. So all of a sudden you have these parents that are like Googling like stress relief for my kids and what to do and physical fitness online and things like this to give their kids a healthy outlet. And they're coming to us. And so that's obviously what they're looking for. And so we need to give them more of that. And so that's really what I'm working for, because my teachers were, prior to the pandemic, we had just launched our platform. They were going online. They were listing their in-person classes. They were getting enrollments. But now parents aren't signing their kids up for public classes due to safety, health, just being completely overwhelmed. So meeting them where they are is, for better or worse, is on the screen. So if I can give my teachers more opportunities to do that right now in a way that gets the kids off the screen while being on the screen, if that makes sense, then, you know, they'll be better for it. And the parents too. The parents are really appreciative that, so there's a couple things. Their kids are getting some great opportunities to move and breathe and relax in a really healthy way. But the parents are getting whatever it is, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour to like de-stress themselves while they know their kids are doing something healthy. And maybe that means they have an hour to throw dinner on, or maybe that means they can actually finish up their own work. I mean, most of our families are working parents, whether it's a single parent or a two-parent family. They're also trying to make ends meet and get work done in the day. And when their kids' school ends virtually at 2:30 and they don't even have that extra bus time or whatever, they're dealing with their work day might not end till 5:30. So what do they do with 3 hours? So we're helping parents also by giving their kids a really healthy outlet during that time.
Cool. Let me ask you this. What has been the challenge of transitioning from physical classes to online classes with kids? Like, I know it's fun, you know, physical class, it gives a different type of air of fun to it, and it gives a different type of interaction with the kids. But online classes, what has that been like? How challenging has that been for you, and not just for you, but for the kids?
Yeah, that's a great question. And to answer that succinctly, it's been super challenging. So I'm not going to lie about that. I really feel for all of those educators across the country and world who have had to adapt to this new medium and new way of teaching, like literally overnight. And we really did the same thing too. And what I can say is that our early online classes, they were probably okay, but we've learned a lot as we move along because a lot, I would say 75% of what we have in our curriculum, I have basically, you know, sort of ditched for now because it doesn't work in an online format. And so that's been really tough for our teachers too. So as I'm kind of working with these families and kids and partners and teachers, there's kind of a lot coming at me and my very small team at the same time as we really try to make this work right now. So what I've done is gone back to the drawing board, and I'm actually working on this right now, working on a series, our very first package of lesson plans for virtual classes that I'll be able to make available to all of our teachers, you know, kind of based on trial and error since March until now, as far as what works best, what material works best online, what curriculum works best, what keeps the kids engaged the best. And it's totally different from what keeps them engaged in an in-person class where we have a lot of group activities. Well, we can't do that virtually. And honestly, we can't even do that in socially distanced classes. You know, we can't play a lot of the games that we were playing before that we created specifically for Pretzel Kids classes. I have a teacher right now, we're doing, so as well as virtually, we're doing some what we call pod classes for like groups of neighborhood kids, and parents don't want to sign their kids up for a public class. I don't blame them right now. There's all kinds of safety concerns, especially if they don't know where the other kids come from, what their lifestyle is like, all that in terms of safety. So most parents are more comfortable, well, I've got 5 kids in my neighborhood. Can you send a teacher to a backyard or a local park, or we find a place, right? As long as the kids can socially distance on mats. They bring their own mat for safety reasons. We have the kids wear masks, our teachers wear masks, they bring hand sanitizer. We're very, very in tune to safety, and we have to be. So even for those classes, you know, we're have to find enough space where the mats, this is why we keep it really small, like 6 kids or less, because any more than that, we run out of space, even outdoors, pretty quickly in most of our communities. The mats have to be 6 feet apart, and we try to keep them more than 6 feet apart. So when you have a kid on a mat, right, which is great because the mat becomes a designated space, so that's kind of makes it a little bit easier, but we can't have the kids doing anything together. So we have to teach in a different way. And we have to come up with tools and games and activities and fun things to keep the class moving along where the kids can be, in that case, separate but together. But those programs and activities are also gonna work for a virtual, you know, class, because again, we might be on a screen together, but I can't have the kids partner up. We can't have the kids like, let's all sit in a circle. Like, so a lot of that type of content, we pretty much had to sort of push a big pause button on it. And that's been challenging because it makes us rethink our whole way of teaching. And again, I have a lot of compassion for all those teachers out there that have to teach for 6 hours a day and had to rethink how they're delivering material for a video audience. So it has changed a lot. We've made tremendous strides. I actually wasn't teaching a lot of classes myself before the pandemic because I was so busy running the company and creating content materials for our teacher and building our community and all of that. Now I've gone back to teaching because just like how I created the Pretzel Kids curriculum at the beginning, I need to learn firsthand what's working. And the more I learn, the more I can then pass along to my teachers. So for that reason, I'm teaching 3 classes a week myself. I'm teaching a class for ages 8 to 12. I am teaching a mindfulness class for teens. That's been interesting, because it doesn't include movement and keeping them engaged on screen for 30 minutes while you teach them about mindfulness and meditation has definitely been eye-opening. And I have another class. Oh, yoga for tweens. It's kind of the same as 8 to 12, but a little bit kind of older age range, like 10, 11 to 13. And I've learned a lot through that and had to create new types of content that works. And this I will be passing along to our teachers in the next couple of weeks. So I'm super excited about it.
This is 2 Second Nutrition Tips. Today's tip is challenge yourselves to eat at least one fruit or vegetable with every meal, every day for a week. Then try it again the next week. Let me know how it goes. This has been a 2 Second Nutrition Tip. So, Robin, tell us more about Pretzel Kids. I'm so excited about the opportunity to actually be working with your company, but it's so important that people understand exactly what it is that you offer. Tell us the breakdown of the age ranges, the services that you guys, that we provide. And notice I said you guys and then corrected it to we, because I usually say you guys with all my guests, but in this situation, tell us about the services that we provide.
Great, I'd love to. So in a nutshell, Pretzel Kids offers curriculum and play-based yoga classes to families and schools nationwide and internationally. We also provide a subscription membership program for our teachers where we offer them ongoing resources every single month, and a way for those who wish to teach our curriculum, a training program where they can train online and then become a Pretzel Kids member. The membership also gives our teachers the ability to use our branding, logos, and name for all their classes. So that's really a big thing. We like to say we're like the Zumba of kids yoga. So the business model, so I see you chuckling. The business model kind of works like this. You basically take our online class, course, become a Pretzel Kids teacher, become a member, and then you can essentially run your own Pretzel Kids branded classes wherever you go. So it's not a franchise and it's definitely not an MLM. There are no high prices, costs, barriers to entry, to buy a territory, anything like that. Our teachers pay a low monthly fee and for that get the license to the brand. In addition to that, we give them ongoing lesson plans and teaching resources, the ability to participate in our bi-weekly Ask Me Anything lunch and learn calls where we offer additional trainings to help them build their business and offer more resources to their kids, marketing templates. And the biggest and kind of new thing is the ability to essentially run their business and get bookings directly through our website. So that's kind of what we do on the teacher side. Talking about our website, we also service 2 other big markets, and that is hiring bodies, which would include schools, gyms, YMCA, after school programs and the likes, can go onto our website and find a Pretzel Kids teacher in their area or community and reach out directly to that teacher if they want to book them for their school or facility camp, things like that. So that's that. And then we also have a way for parents to find classes. So with COVID, of course, we don't have that many in-person classes at the moment, but that's going to come back. So parents will be able to go onto our locator and say a parent in Tyler, Texas is looking for a class in Tyler, Texas. They will be able to find a class in that location. That is the hope, as long as we have a teacher offering a class in that location, and be able to hit the enroll now button and enroll directly for that class. And that enrollment is going either directly to our teacher, because that teacher might be running it on their own and put in a PayPal link, or would register directly at the gym or facility that that teacher is teaching. So we don't, Pretzel Kits as a company, we don't collect payments or take a cut of the payments that our teachers are receiving. And so we really service teachers, schools, and facilities, and parents and families looking for classes. Our goal right now, as we kind of shift gears quickly during COVID, is to offer more online classes. And we'll be having some more features on our website that will point parents in that direction. And that's really kind of in a nutshell what we do as a company. So our expansion is very much related to our teachers. So the more teachers we have, then the more people we have to help them build their business and get this program out into their own communities. Because community building is really, really key for us. So I'm in the Northeast. I'm based in Boston. So because I've been here for so long and we've been running Pretzel Kits out of studios before we went online, locally, we have a large base of teachers here in the Northeast. But we are, you know, expanding nationally. So we have now, you know, kind of hitting up the Eastern Seaboard to the West Coast and then filling in everywhere in between. And that's really kind of in a nutshell what we are and, you know, what we do.
Tell us the age ranges that, you know, are best suited for Pretzel Kits classes and how you break those down and how you mark, or how parents should, you know, book or take classes through teachers or online with you.
Yeah, so we really start at age 3, maybe a little bit before them, maybe like 2.5. Really at the age that the kids can start following simple directions, at the preschool age. So we don't really deal with the baby and the super, super young toddler classes. There are other companies that do that really, really well. And then we go on up from 3 on up to high school. Really, our sweet spot goes up to about age 15, 16. Because once the kids are older than that, they can really be taking adult yoga classes. And our best suited teachers to teach those teens would be teachers that also have adult background and training, because then they can kind of blend the two. Like a class for 15-year-olds and 16-year-olds would really be a blend of some of the concepts in Pretzel Kits as well as your typical adult, you know, yoga training. And so that's really a huge age range. Our curriculum kind of goes through the ages and stages of the kids. So obviously our class for a 3 to 5-year-olds would be vastly different than a class for tweens, say we're doing 10 to 13 year olds. And parents would find classes by going to our Find a Class page on our website. They could also reach out to us directly, because things are changing so quickly right now that we don't even have all the classes that our teachers are offering virtually up on the site yet. That's coming. But if the parents go onto our site and don't find exactly what they're looking for, there is a place where they can just reach out to us directly. And we will either match them with a teacher or find the best virtual class for their kids. So that's a program that we offer just all the time and ongoing.
Well, Robin, please tell our listeners your contact information, your website, how they can get in touch with you. Is there a 1-800 number or a number that you guys give out, an email address, all of that good information, your social media as well?
So the best way to reach us is just directly through our website, which is pretzelkids.com. And I love that it's spelt exactly as it should be spelt. So pretzel as in the snack food, P-R-E-T-Z-E-L, kids, K-I-D-S, not Z-S, .com. So that's the best way to reach us. You can reach me directly at Robyn with a Y, R-O-B-Y-N, at Pretzel Kids, or you can reach our company at info, I-N-F-O, at pretzelkids.com. If you're interested in becoming a Pretzel Kids teacher, you can reach out to our training director at training@pretzelkids.com. So any of those will get to us. You can also, I have a place on our contact page where you can set up a call directly with me. And that's the way we found is best, because with people's lives the way they are right now, scheduling a call means it like literally lands right on my calendar, and I will call you at that time, and we can, even if it's in like 2 hours, as long as there's an opening, you know, I'm free and it won't go into, you know, our voicemail, and we can address your needs right there, right then. So that's the best way to reach us. We're also on all social channels. So we have a Facebook page, which is it's either at Pretzel Kids Yoga or at Pretzel Kids Facebook. And then we have Instagram at Pretzel Kids Yoga, and we're Pretzel Kids on Pinterest. And we also have Pretzel Kids on LinkedIn and Twitter. So we're everywhere. And, you know, just look for Pretzel Kids and you will find us.
I didn't know you were on Pinterest, so I'm definitely going to have to follow you on Pinterest.
Woo, woo, Pinterest. Yes. So
I follow you everywhere else, so.
Yeah, so the funny thing about Pinterest is I was like, what is this whole Pinterest thing? So now I have somebody, an amazing person, Allison, who is like working the Pinterest and creating all these really cool pins off of the great content we already put out on a blog post.
Oh my God, I cannot wait to see that, because I can't wait to share it as well. Like, that's gonna be so cool. I was waiting on you to do that, so I'm really excited about that part.
Yeah, so I am too. So so check us out there.
So, Robyn, we are so grateful for having you on our show. You guys, you can also find Robyn's contact information on our website, where we write a complete article about our guests as well, in our iWellness up under the About Guests tab. And don't forget, check out our Facebook group, 10 Dimensions of Wellness. We post those articles in there, and a lot of our guests are members of that group. So if you're looking to contact them or get in within their realm, you can also find them on there as well. So as you know, with most of our guests, we wrap our show with our patented 4 questions. So Robyn, my first question for you is, what's been the biggest surprise you've had in the last few months?
I think the biggest surprise has been the overwhelming amount of emails, messages I'm getting from parents who are looking for more resources to help their kids get through this difficult time. That's been interesting, because really our biggest market is the teachers. But having it come from the parents has been really eye-opening and has led us to move in some different directions with coming up with even more resources and content and classes to service them. So not just the parents, but their kids.
Okay. I definitely understand that one. What do you wish you know 10 years ago that you know now?
Oh, so much. Where do I start? I think It would be a couple things. Like, don't take yourself so seriously. Relax more. That's, you know, a big thing for me now. I can be a super type A person, like doing a million things. And I've needed to really learn how to relax myself. So practice what I preach and teach. And so 10 years ago, I, you know, would have told myself, like, you know, it's all going to be okay. Just take things in stride. And also do the best with your kids, lead by example, and they'll turn out okay. Because 10 years ago, I was a younger mom with younger kids, who are now 20 and 21, two sons and a stepson who's 19. And it's just the young men that they've turned out to be is just makes me want to cry with just joy, just such compassionate, caring individuals. And the worry you carry as a young mom, like 10 years ago, the worry I carried about, will they be okay? And am I doing the right thing? And at the time I was a single mom. And, you know, I just think I would have told myself in 10 years, you'll be able to just exhale and know that your job was well done. And I think that would just go for anything in life. Just do the best you can. Take one day at a time, as hard as that might be in the moment. Know that everything changes. That's a big principle in yoga. And I really take that to heart now much more than I did 10 years ago, because life is a journey and you just learn as you age.
Ain't that the truth? That's definitely the truth. Now, what inspires you or makes you feel like your best self?
I think a couple things that just popped to my mind right away. So my sons, they inspire me, just seeing what they're doing with their lives and how they're approaching things. And just the fact that they've turned out to be such incredible people, like humans. That inspires me, because it's like, okay, you know, we have a mission as adults to make sure our kids are good people, and not just my own kids, but the kids I teach. And you can have a small, most of their impact is coming from their own families, right? But you can have a small impact on that. You can infuse values like kindness and sharing, compassion, and that's things we sort of drip into all of our Pretzel Kids classes. And that inspires me, seeing that they take that to heart, and that they're learning these skills that are so important for life, to value everybody and to, you know, look within themselves and just learn to appreciate their own, you know, their own skills and goodness and talents. Another thing that inspires me is just nature. So that's been, a big thing for me during COVID, and I think I will continue on this path of spending as much time as I can outdoors, which we're sort of forced to do right now, but I've embraced that, and just taking walks, finding really beautiful places to go and just be and sit and breathe and appreciate the wonder around me, and really with that deep appreciation, really having, it's been profound for me, and really knowing how much work we have to do to protect our environment and our nature.
Oh, that's so awesome. I love nature too. that's my go-to space for meditation.
Yeah, it really is, especially when you live in a city. Like
Like, I'm outside, I'm every morning, I'm sitting in the grass, yoga, meditating, that's where I am, with the trees. Yeah. So my last question for you is, if you could have a billboard with anything on it, what would it say and why?
The first thing that popped into my mind without any planning for this question is, be a good human. That's it.
I love it. Like, there is no explanation needed for that. That is dynamic. And you know what? What's crazy is we need a billboard right now that says just that.
Right. I mean, everywhere.
So, All right. So you guys, first, Robin, I want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for giving us your time today. I genuinely appreciate it. Thank you for making us having such another dynamic interview, sharing Pretzel Kids and yourself with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's really been an honor.
I appreciate it. So you can hear our podcast now on Spotify, Pandora, Anchor FM, iHeartRadio. And guess what? We are now also on Amazon. So all of those, as well as a plethora of other audio platforms. You can also hear the audio version of this on our YouTube page at NRI Wellness, where you can subscribe, download, comment as well. You guys, don't forget to share, send this to friends, listen, download the links, join our Facebook group, all of the above. Thank you so much for listening to the 10 Dimensions of Wellness, and have a great night.
NRI Wellness brings you the latest health and nutrition information, creates customized nutrition programs, and walks you through the process to ensure your success.